Hi, my name is Phoebe Kwan, and I'm 57 years old. Today is the 23rd of
23rd.
January, and I'm speaking with Andrew, my brother, and we're recording this interview at his home in Placentia, California. So the first question I have, Andrew, is of the six kids of us, you were the only one born in Beijing. What do you remember about Beijing and then moving on to Hong Kong?
Actually, a correction. I wasn't born in Beijing. I was born in Kunming. Kunming is where a father, David, and mother, Ruth, they were both studying in the same university, called the Southwest University. Mm-hmm. That university is very special because during the war, the Japanese already occupied a good part of China. And so three universities in the occupied area decide to move the campus into Kunming, which is still under Chinese control. Wow. At that time, so they were students there, so they met each other and married.
Uh-huh.
And then I was, so a year or so later, I was born there.
Uh-huh.
But I do not remember anything about Kunming.
But then I was told you were in Beijing, though, right?
Yeah, I was told I was in Beijing, but I don't remember anything on Beijing either.
Okay, but then from Beijing, you and our parents fled to Hong Kong, right, in 1949 or shortly before
right.
that?
Yeah, the first thing I remember, it's in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason we went to Hong Kong is because my father, David, he worked for the China airline. That's the official China. There's only one airline in China, and since the communists start coming, so the company decided to move their staff to Hong Kong.
Mm,
so
right.
That's how we end up in Hong Kong.
Okay, great. Can you describe our life in Hong Kong as we were growing up?
In Hong Kong, it's we're just like any family in Hong Kong, although we're a little bit better off because my dad worked as an engineer,
mm-hmm.
so he usually have pretty good jobs. And my mother is an accountant, so she
mm-hmm.
also have pretty good jobs. So I always remember them always working. My mother was never, I don't remember being a homemaker,
mm-hmm.
so they both
right.
always work. But one thing we always have is always have a maid,
mm-hmm.
sometimes even two maids. So so they help us a lot. So always have
yeah,
a maid to help
I
us
see.
Either cooking or clean the house
yeah,
or take
well,
care of the children.
With six kids, I would imagine
yeah.
you'd need some help.
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell us about how we decided to come to the U.S.?
We have my father's auntie. We call the seventh aunt.
Mm-hmm.
My father's seventh aunt, she married and live in Florida. They actually
uh-huh.
own a farm in Florida.
Uh-huh.
So she's the one that sponsored us.
Mm,
so
mm-hmm.
But then she passed away while the application is in process.
In process.
But,
uh-huh.
but the application is already with the immigration order. So
mm-hmm.
it's been inactive for many years, but then all of a sudden, when 1963,
right.
when President Kennedy authorized an additional refugee program,
mm-hmm.
so all of a sudden we got on the approval list. So all of a sudden we just found out we were ready to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. And how did you feel being a teenager at the time that you were moving to the U.S.?
Well, myself, I kind of a little bit apprehensive because it's something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Being a whole world's in Hong Kong,
right,
all of a sudden
right.
you say, you want to move to America, and we heard about America, but don't know anything about it, except in the movies.
Right.
So a little bit apprehensive, but in my situation, it's actually good in a way, because back to the previous question, the
mm-hmm.
reason my parents want to move to U.S., because it's mainly for the opportunity for the kids, because they have good jobs.
Right, right.
But the kids' education is very limited in Hong Kong, so
mm-hmm.
once you finish high school, you have very limited choice, because it's very difficult to get into the Hong Kong university. Very
uh-huh.
hard. Some of the people that have money, they send their kids to overseas,
mm-hmm.
to England or America. Our parents not that well off, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it would be very difficult for them to send all of us to study
yeah.
abroad. So for me, I'm already the last year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's very difficult to get in university,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know what I would do it after I graduate from high school. So this way, give me a new opportunity to study here, maybe study
right.
in college, which I probably won't be able to do in Hong Kong.
Right. Mm, great. Can you tell us about what the travel to the U.S. was like? I understand we stopped in Yokohama, Hawaii, and then finally San Francisco.
Yes, we booked a... At that time, travel by ship is still cheaper by airplane,
mm-hmm.
especially eight of us. So we book tickets for eight people
mm-hmm.
and pack a lot of luggage. I remember tons of luggage. People have
mm-hmm.
to box it up. I mean, actually put in a trunk and
right.
then actually build boxes for all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one family brought their piano.
Whoa.
Not us, but another
yeah.
family. So we got on, I believe it's USS Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
It's only two ships. It's called a US President line that
mm-hmm.
do a regular passenger from Hong Kong to US.
Mm-hmm.
So we got on Wilson in February. It's an 18-day journey.
Mm-hmm.
And the first stop is Yokohama.
Mm-hmm.
I got off the ship. The one thing impressed me is all these people look like us, but they can't speak Chinese. And it's cold. I never experienced that
cold.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because February is
February
pretty cold.
In Japan is very cold. And then it's a long, that's about 4 days, but it's a long
uh-huh.
journey to Hawaii. I don't know how many days.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing is 18 days.
Uh-huh.
We get to Hawaii, it's very nice and warm. And then we have the Kwans are relative of the world, so there's a Kwan relative that have a big station wagon. So she picked us up and we got a tour of Hawaii, even have Chinese food.
Wow.
So that was very nice.
So this wasn't the Lins, was it? No.
No.
No, it was somebody else. Yeah.
Somebody else.
Another Kwan relative.
Another Kwan. I think she's looked pretty native Hawaiian.
Oh.
A lot, some of the
uh-huh.
Kwans are connected.
Yeah.
One of the Kwan branch have a very deep connection with Hawaiian, so
mm-hmm.
yeah. she looked like a Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm. So then we finally made it to San Francisco.
Right.
On
we
the
made it
ship.
San Francisco, passing through the Golden Gate Bridge, and
ooh.
That was pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then to load all this luggage, a whole relative this time,
uh-huh.
Anne and her husband, Mr. Wu, Mr. Wu and Anne. Anne was pregnant at that time.
Huh.
She's
uh-huh.
quite, she shows, it's pretty big already. So she and Mr. Wu pick us up, I don't know how, somehow
yeah.
get all the stuff.
All of us, wow.
All of us into
and
her,
luggage.
Their house. It's a modest house in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow we all cram into their house. Well, I think we stayed there about at least 3 days,
uh-huh.
3 or 4 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember Mr. Wu has a national dollar shirt.
Uh-huh.
And he just walk a block from the house to his, he work in a National Dollar Shirt. So he's a manager there. And we managed to sightsee a little bit while we're San Francisco and Oakland area.
Well, I've been told over and over again that when we first arrived at Golden Gate Park, I was 4 years old and I wanted a 25-cent balloon. And all my siblings are saying I was so spoiled because I eventually got my way. So do you remember that at all?
No, well, I don't remember anything.
Okay, so after San Francisco, what happened? What did we do?
We booked a train from Oakland to Los Angeles. I think some of the luggage went separately because you can't carry all the stuff into the train. So somehow we shipped the luggage directly to Los Angeles. So we just carry our suitcases and took on a train and arrived in Los Angeles, the Union Station. Mm-hmm. And then there's another friend, Frank Chen. Now I can't remember, I have to think about the connection, Frank Chen. It's somebody's friend that, but he's the one that managed to pick us up. He found an apartment for us in this, the first house.
Was that Clinton Street?
It's Clinton Street, yeah. Uh-huh. It's a very steep street in by Temple, Alvarado and Temple.
Yeah.
It's an apartment. Yeah, we have the second floor, about two-story house. Mm-hmm. It's a, yeah, that's the first house we stayed. Mm-hmm. And then, and also at that time, our uncle, Daniel, and Anna. Uh-huh. Anna is the youngest sister of this seventh Anne.
Oh,
yeah, she's the youngest. Uh-huh. But they've been to the United States about at least 5 years. So they've been settled here so in Los Angeles. So they help us a lot. So Frank Chan and Dana, Daniel and Anna Chan help us a lot to settle down in the first few months. They give a lot of things to us and little furniture and even I remember some shirts and all kinds of stuff to help us get through.
Okay. What was the biggest culture shock for you in the U.S.?
The biggest culture shock is since I went to English high school in Hong Kong, so reading and writing is no problem for me. Mm-hmm. Even conversation, I understand most of it, but it's the slang.
Oh.
Yeah, the slang is, I never learned any slang, so it just, I don't understand, but I sort of pretend I know them, but I don't.
Okay.
Plus the accent's different, because I still speak with a British English,
right.
But everybody speak American English, so I have to get used to that.
So at that time, how did the Americans treat immigrants?
I don't feel any discrimination, but there is subtle discrimination.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add to this that I haven't covered yet? Any stories you want to reminisce about?
One thing that now that we're remembering Daniel Chang, today is his memorial service. So remember, they are very helpful to us, getting us to settle down, and they talk about the church life. And when I was going to Hong Kong, I go to church with my auntie to a church, but my parents don't like that church. So when I came to U.S., I was hooked up with the American branch of this church, which Anna and Daniel is part of it.
Oh, I see. That's why you went to a different church than the rest of us, huh?
So as soon as I come here, I went to that church with Anna and Daniel.
I see.
So just hooked up with them. My parents, And then later on, they found their own a Chinese church. Mm-hmm. You feel a lot more comfortable, which is the Mandarin Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. My father happened to drive. At that time, we moved a couple of times. We moved to from Clinton Street. We moved to
Hollywood, right?
Or no, before? We moved to London Street. Mm-hmm. That's by Silver Lake, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Winans Drive. That's right, Hollywood.
That's Hollywood. Yes. Yeah.
So we moved in the first year. We moved twice already. So in Hollywood, my father just drive through Hollywood and saw some Chinese words. Turned out to be a Mandarin Baptist church in Chinese. So immediately they joined the worship. So he became the whole family worship in the Chinese Baptist church. So he eventually become the first four deacons of the church.
Yes. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for talking to us, and hopefully your kids, your grandkids will benefit as well as mine. So thank you, Andrew.
It's a pleasure to talk.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.